Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 916 of AskPath. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have an awesome question today from Parker, who is at meetnomo.com. You'll hear all about that in his question, and here is his question.
Hi, Pat. My name is Parker, and I run the number one sobriety tracking app in the App Store. It's called Nomo Sobriety Clocks. Right now, the current version has over 1,100 five-star reviews, and a lot of that has to do with the customer service stuff that I've learned from you and interacting with your customers or your user base. So thank you for that. My big question for you is I have an email list of over 350,000 emails from people who have downloaded and used my app. And I wanted to know, is there a way that I can automatically follow these people on social media for like Instagram specifically? What I want to do is have a place where I can upload this email list and just have it automatically send out, you know, follow requests to them from my Instagram account. And then hopefully they'll follow me back. Every time I search on Google, the answer that I get is the other way around. How do you get people to join your email list from Instagram? And, you know, I wanted to obviously do it this way where I can upload an email list and then automatically shoot out all these follow requests and hopefully get some traction there. So if you have an answer for that, love to hear it. This may have been asked before, but, you know, I think as of recording this, it's you're 884 episodes in. So it's a lot to sift through and find that answer. So I'd really appreciate any advice you give me. I've been listening to your shows for years and absolutely love it. It's pivotal in my small business creating, and I really appreciate everything you do, man. Thanks so much.
Hey, Parker, thank you so much for the question. And first of all, congratulations on the success of your app and for what it does, meetnomo.com. Super stoked to hear you have all those reviews and 350,000 emails. Like, dude, that's awesome. And so you want to get people on Instagram, which is great. Instead of kind of getting people on Instagram to join your email list, you want people on your email list to kind of join you on Instagram. And your strategy for doing that is to follow them first. Now, that does work. You know, if you have 350,000 people, if you follow them on Instagram, it's likely that a certain percentage of them will follow you back. But you know what's going to work better than that? Is actually utilizing your email list and saying, hey, by the way, follow me on Instagram. And that way, it's done because they want to and not just simply because of the act of following. You could say, hey, follow me on Instagram and I'll follow you back. You could do it that way as well. But utilize that email list. You've put in the work already to gather information to see how you might be able to connect directly with people. Now use that. And use it for good, obviously. And Parker, it sounds like you're doing that. But use it. Use your email list and just say that. Hey, guys, I'm on Instagram. Or maybe you can even do some sort of giveaway in a specific Instagram post, and you can link to that and say, hey, in order to qualify, and of course, check with an attorney or something to make sure you're following the rules properly related to contests or giveaways or whatever. But you could say, hey, follow me on Instagram and check out this post here and leave a comment, and that'll enter you into a drawing or something like that. You can get creative with it, obviously. So that's one way to go about it. I would hesitate to do the sort of follow me, follow you thing, because accounts that have a ton of people you follow, I mean, first of all, your feed's going to be ridiculous. But second of all, it adds less credibility when there are the same amount of, you know, once you get to a certain point, like over 1,000, there's less credibility when, you know, people go to your profile and they say, oh, well, you're following 1,000 people. Why would I follow you when you're probably not ever going to see my feed? You know, those kinds of things. So utilize that email list to grow your Instagram. And that's how I'd go about it. Actually, you could potentially use it to help people not only go to Instagram, but to follow you on YouTube or to go to follow you on Instagram. Twitter or Facebook or what have you. You can have everything cross-promote each other as well. In terms of doing it automatically, you could simply have an email sent out in an autoresponder series or sequence that gets triggered after a certain amount of time, or it could even be the very first email that people get after they subscribe and sign up. Or you could even have it built into the app as well, I'm sure, with the next update or something, or unless you have push notifications of some kind, you can just do it that way and make it an announcement to have people follow you through the app. But using your email list, you can have maybe the first email or one of the first emails go out to say, hey, by the way, follow us on Instagram. We have some more information there that can help you. And that's how you can do it automatically, where you won't have to continually ask people because your email service provider is doing that for you. So there you go, Parker. Wishing you all the best of luck. Thank you. And I'm going to look forward to seeing you in an AskPat shirt one day because I'm going to be sending one your way. So look out for an email from my assistant in the next couple weeks. So we're going to collect your information and we'll send that to you free of charge because everybody who gets their questions featured here on the show is going to get their shirt. Romancing the Stone is going to get their shirt sent to them free of charge. So anyway, thank you so much, Parker, and for anybody else who wants their question potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by George S. Patton, and that is, never tell people how to do things. Tell them what to do, and they will surprise you with their ingenuity. Thanks so much. Did you hear the clue? All right. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.